Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episodes 33. Welcome, good evening, and it's a fine Friday night here in dull and cold Dublin. Joining me on this episode 33 of season 3 is my friend, Mr. Pronunciation himself, Justin, I'm so perfect, Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you this fine evening?
Good evening, Colin. Well, I'm not so perfect today, am I? thanks to the wonder that is technical social media. Yeah, I got a message from Colin 20 minutes ago saying, "Oh, I'm in the toilet. So let's wait for you, okay?" And then I'm sat there and I'm thinking, okay, well it's been a while. I've not heard anything since. And then I realised I hadn't actually loaded Skype, so Colin was unable to call me. So, you know, very sorry about
that. No worries, bro. No worries. It's understandable. These things happen, and I am not one to point fingers, for sure.
You point fingers a lot.
Yeah, I do, but I mean, I don't mean to, but it just happens anyway. So, how are you this fine evening, Justin? How is things in Guacamole? Guacamole? I don't know. Anyway, that came out wrong.
Guacamole. Isn't that not like something you eat?
Yeah, it is, yeah. There's a saying over here, we say, how are things in Guacamole. Anyway, let's...
You don't sound too sure.
I don't actually, no. Maybe something made up.
Well, things are okay. I am finished for the week. I'll be packing up my work PC and heading back to Swindon on Monday because I'll be going back for the funeral on Tuesday. But I was speaking to my manager the other day and I said, I'll be planning to come back for the funeral, and she sort of said, well, for anyone that didn't listen last week, the funeral of the person I stayed with before I bought my house in Ipswich, and my boss said, well, if you're going to try and claim on expenses, you've got to come in for more than half a day in the office. so I'm going back on Sunday. I'm going to work in the office on Monday and then Tuesday morning and then drive home in the evening on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I should be able to claim, make some money out of it.
Good for you, Justin.
You know, because that's what
you do.
That's what you do. Initially, she said, I don't think you can claim that. I said, no, well, you know, if it was a salesman, they'd be doing it. She was like, yeah, but they'd be coming for a work reason, not for a personal reason. I was like, I'm only coming back at the end of November for a personal reason now, but there we go. So, yeah, there's... That's what's going to be happening here. A bit of travelling over the next couple of days, and you know I'll have another couple of weeks before I've got to do any show notes because I didn't have to do them again this week. Colm's done them all.
Well, in fairness to you, Justin, you've been coming up croppers with the old question of the fortnight for the last couple of months now. I mean, there was a couple of collaborations in there, but I mean, you know, give or take one or two, you've been knocking them out of the ballpark, Justin. Yeah.
I nearly sent you this week's question once you'd signed up to record here on this Friday night. I realised, oh, I better do a question. So I sat down the next morning and was like, yes, that's a good question. Because by the time we record our next show, for talking about games, it's probably be a, you know, what's your game of the year or what are you looking for next year?
Yeah, something like that.
It'd probably be like one of our last recordings of the year, in fact. Almost.
Yes, it will. Four weeks' time, yes, more or less, give or take. Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
And then, so other things that have been going on, as you know, when we had Ruth's party, I did a little quiz, put it on the table with some pictures of cartoon characters and asked everyone to write down who they thought they were. And
let me tell the people that weren't at the party, that was not an easy picture. I think Justin secretly was giggling inside happily to himself going, nobody's going to get all these right.
Nobody did get them all right, even the people that were cheating and looking up on their phones.
That wasn't me, I didn't. Justin showed me a few of them beforehand and I just went, yeah, well, whatever. I couldn't have guessed any of them, to be honest with you. Maybe one or two and that was it.
Well, while we were at the party there, Ruth's dad was there with his wife, Ruth's stepmom, and she is having a party tomorrow night in celebration of her recent 70th. And they said, oh, well, would you do something like that for us? But, you know, maybe not cartoon characters, but do us a quiz we can put on the tables. So I'll in a minute, you know, I'll ask you what you've been doing, and then I'm going to go through these questions and see how many of them you can get. Because Ruth, fair play to her, Ruth went through them and got most of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this is like a throwback to the old days where we used to do questions for each other, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, remember them things. Jesus, they're things you forget about now. Front pocket. Yeah. Guess the price of the games.
Yeah, that was one. Higher or lower.
Yeah, remember that, yeah. Oh, God, they were good times, yeah. Anyway.
So other than that, last weekend I went up to Norwich to take part in my first Star Wars Armada Store Championship using the Galactic Republic fleet that Ruth had got me for my birthday.
Nice.
With the likes of Anakin Skywalker and Ahsoka in it. And I came up in the first round with someone who had a very similar setup to me, and I was like going, okay, well, you'll have to explain to me how it all works. And yeah, well, he ended up winning the whole event, in part helped on the way by the fact that he completely destroyed everything I had and I didn't even kill a single ship of his. So that was a good start. And then in the next game, I came up against a guy who had nowhere near filled out his fleet. He was only sort of playing to make up the numbers. We had a good game and he spread his ships out very wide across the table, and I thought, okay, I'm going to fly mine forward really fast. And once I got to the middle of the table, I realised I can't slow it down. It's going to fly off the board and I'm going to lose one of my ships without it being shot at. And in the last round of the game, he managed to shoot my other big ship. So I lost that game as well by 6 points out of 400. So it was 288 to 282. That was disappointing. And then the last game, I played someone that lives local and I pretty much wiped the floor with her. And the way that it works, it's similar to the last time I went with Star Wars Armada. It's the same woman I beat. And that result, because it was like a whitewash, jumped me up to the top eight. And I got extra prizes for hitting the top eight. So that was nice. And I've already found a club that plays down the road from Swindon, so that when I go back at the end of the month, I can go and play some Star Wars.
Sweet.
So, yeah, not much else has been going on with me, really. Going to be off to the cinema tonight to watch the latest Marvel's film. See what I did there?
Yes, very good.
Yeah, and other than that, that's pretty much it. So, yeah, hopefully, well, Ruth and I are going to be buying a microwave soon, you know, important things. We need a grill. So we're going to get a mic. I don't know if you've ever had a microwave effectively come to the end of its life, but it, like, the paint's starting to peel off and it looks like it's rusting.
Yeah, that's not advisable to keep that as soon as the enamel paint comes off, it's just supposed to get rid of it, according to people in the know.
Yeah. So I've decided for a while it's time to get something new, and we went out to Kerry's last night. She was going, so we'll go out for dinner first and then we'll pop to Curry's afterwards. as it got to 6:45. She went, Justin, they shut at 7. Have we got time? Are we going to go? I said, yeah, we'll get there. She went, Justin, we're not going to be one of those people, are we? Turn up at 5 to 7.
When everybody wants to go home.
I looked at the watch and I was like, nah, we'll get there at 6:50. We walked in, walked straight past the microwaves without noticing them. I walked down to the cookers, I'm getting lost. And then I look around, she's disappeared. Someone's come up to her and said, can I help? And she's obviously gone, yeah, I'm looking for a microwave. And they're going, they're right here. But I'm nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I come back, we had a look, we kind of went, well, their Black Friday discount is still more expensive than we'd like to spend. We'll have a look in B&M around the corner. And we got to B&M, and no, they didn't have any with grills. But by that point, Curry's was shut, so we didn't get one. So we'll have another look another day.
Okay.
The reason we need a grill is because the grill in my oven doesn't really work. It causes the oven to overheat and then basically go into an error mode.
Okay.
Which is a pain in the backside.
This may sound like, you know, a silly question, but would you not be better off investing in a cooker then, no?
Well, it's relatively new. It was new when I got the house, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it does it. We just decided it's not worth trying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so before we go on to quiz column, what's been going on with you?
Well, Justin, progress has been made in college. Operating yes. systems is done now and dusted. I had my exam last Tuesday and I've got a meeting next week for my work experience on Tuesday, and we've got a date for the programming exam on the 4th of December, but already one of the lads says, I'll be away then. And so I don't know when it's going to be, but hopefully it'll be before Christmas. Then all that's left for me to do is one more exam and I'll be out of there before March.
Yay.
Now, I got my LEAP card, which is a student LEAP card. I went in a couple of weeks ago and got it, as you know. I mentioned it, I don't know. Who cares? But I was in there and your woman said, no, you need a letter from your college because we need to have some sort of, you know, confirmation. That yes. you're still in college, even though you look like you should be in an old age pensioner's home. She didn't say that, but I'd say she was thinking that. So I came back and got the letter from my head teacher, head lecturer, and it was up to March, but I still got a year's LEAP card until next October, so that's good. I'll be bumming off the LEAP card until October. If... hopefully goes well, I do actually end up leaving the college in March, which is the due date, extended due date, twice extended actually, I might add. So that will be just 1 month shy of 3 years then in that 2 year college. So there you go. In other news, Steam Deck are bringing out a new form, a new updated better version of Steam with an OLED screen and a slightly bigger screen and a better battery.
Before you start going, I'm going to buy that. Just remember, you didn't like the OLED screen and that you backed up on it on the Switch.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm not buying that. Because
he says that now.
Yeah, but I'm not, because there's not much in the difference. I'll just wait for a Steam Deck 2, and I won't be buying the PS5 Slim either, or if there's a PS5 Pro, I won't be buying that either. So yeah, and a belated happy birthday to Sandra, who was 21 again on Wednesday. And no, I'm not a paedophile, and no, she's not really 21, but she, you know, like most people, they don't, some people don't like to know their age, and she's one of them. But anyway, I did actually, just going back to Dodgy Collie, there was some stuff bought the other day, or one piece of hardware bought the other day, and yeah, as you know, I had some credit. I seem to have a lifetime of credit in CEX at this stage, but anyway, I bought this little. Well, you see, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was going, oh, I wouldn't mind a Wii U, but you said, don't be silly, kind of snap out of it. So I got the best next best thing, which is just...
A Wii?
No, which is another handheld, really. It's a, okay. it's a, It's
DSi.
No, it's a handheld Android handheld game system. Aeon Odin Pro. Well, anyway, I did think they'd have these in CX, but hell, they sell everything from dusters to vibrators, I'd say. so yeah, I got it anyway, and I went into the shop because I was going up to the Nook Grove yesterday. I didn't expect to be going up there, but Sandra needed stuff, so I went up with the list. Just at the same time we were getting our new dishwasher delivered, and the way our houses go, we're 126, right? And 127's beside us, or 121 or whatever. But 125 is actually across the road and down a bit for some reason. So all the couriers seem to go down to 125 and to discover that 126 is not down there. So I seen this suspicious looking van coming by and I said, oh, I bet you that's our dishwasher. So I walked after him because it's like where he went down is a dead end, so he can't go any further. I knocked on his door and I said, you're from Curry's? And he said, yeah. I've got a dishwasher. Yeah. I said, it's just up there in the corner. I walked back up the road, opened the door, said, Sandra, there's the fella with the dishwasher. Well, he reversed back. Then he proceeds to go up the road. I don't know where he went. Sandra said he was all over the place. Sandra was standing at the door as if to say, here he is, like, here's the house you're supposed to go to. Anyway, she said, it was lucky you weren't there. She said, you were lucky you were out getting the groceries, because you probably would have lost the rag with them, because they were as thick as two thieves, and they couldn't get the old hose off, so they had to leave the old one on. And yeah, so she said, it's just as well you went out to get the groceries. But anyway, there you go. That's the story. All done.
That was a fantastic story. I thought when you said, like, oh yeah, the 126 is here, I thought you were going to go. So in the end, we sent them down to the other house that we get our deliveries to.
Yeah. So we have the dishwasher back now. Everybody's happy. Well, I didn't mind washing up. I said, oh, but Justin washes up. Why can't we wash up? I mean, it's no big deal.
Ruth got asked the other day, do you not have a dishwasher at home? She said, yeah, it's Justin.
Brilliant.
But yeah, I don't know if enjoy is the word.
I
probably do. Yeah.
I think it's quite therapeutic.
As long as you haven't got like burnt on food that you're scrubbing, and it's not food.
Food.
Yeah, I was going to say something else and then realise that, you know, actually using the correct word might be So, yeah, as long as you haven't got something that's burnt on and not coming.
Oh, yeah, where you have to get your nails and scrape it. Oh, and then it gets stuck behind your nails and then breaks your nails. Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
The worst ones are the pans and the, the trays, the cooking, baking trays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so...
Yeah.
Shall I ask you some questions?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Right, so I've got two sets of questions.
Two sets, okay.
15 on each. You can pick page number one or page number two.
Two, please, Bob.
Page number two. Okay. What does the red dot in the middle of the Japanese flag represent?
Spa?
The red dot in the middle of the Japanese flag, what does it represent?
It represents a red dot.
The rising sun.
Oh, very good. Yes. Okay.
As in Japan, the land of the rising
okay,
sun.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Bloody hell. I'm not going to get any of these right. I mean, anyway.
What is Canada's largest city?
It's not Toronto.
It is Toronto.
It is Toronto. Yes. That's what I meant to say. Yes.
I'll take your first answer. Which herb is used to make a classic pesto?
Yeah, I was looking at pesto today in the shop. And I would say it's green.
It can be. You can get a different... Yeah, I suppose classic pesto.
It's a pepper.
Green, yes. No.
No.
Which herb?
Herb, okay. It's pesto. It's not thyme or parsley, is it?
Correct. It's not thyme and parsley.
Basil.
It is basil, yeah.
Get in! One day.
on a bottle of port, what does LBV mean? You're probably not a port drinker, are you? Well, you're not a drinker at all now.
No.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, sorry. LBV.
Yeah.
It's the light blue violets. Something to do with violet. It's the LBV. No,
it's not.
Oh, hold on. Loaded. No, I don't know.
And for anyone that's listening, Colm could have just quickly called up Google on his phone, and I wouldn't know here, but he's obviously not. He's playing it properly. No, it's late bottled vintage.
Oh, very good. That's a good one.
In the song Food, Glorious Food from Oliver,
yeah.
Which dessert are the boys in the mood for?
Glorious food. Custard.
Yes, specifically.
Yellow custard?
Cold jelly and custard.
Cold jelly and custard, yes, okay. I knew there was custard in there anyway.
There was. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Which land animal can live the longest?
Wild? Or is it...
In the wild, yeah.
Does it swim in the sea?
No.
Okay, it's a land animal.
It wouldn't be a land animal. Then, okay.
I would have to. I would have to go with elephant.
No.
What is it?
They've got their own island in the Galapagos. The giant tortoise.
They're fucking not land animals. They go into the water.
No, they don't.
Oh, the turtles.
I was thinking of turtles
myself. Ah, feck you anyway, yeah.
They're like 150 odd years old.
Yeah, okay. Got you. You got me there.
What is the only fish able to hold objects in its tail?
Eel.
No.
Shark.
No.
Well,
only smaller. If you were a sea creature, you might want to ride it.
Dolphin.
No.
Ride it. A sausage.
Yeah. Seahorse.
There's no freaking way I would have got that one. No.
You ride a horse.
Yeah, so I know. Yeah, very good. Yeah, horse. Yeah. Okay.
What is a young deer called?
Doe.
No, that's a female deer.
Doe. A deer. A female deer.
Yes, there you go. It's not no, in it's that not, song. No,
okay, yeah, sorry.
That's just where doe comes
from. Cub.
No, it's a fawn.
Ah, feck you.
Okay. I don't expect you to know this one. Which football team's supporters sing I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles?
Blowing Bubbles, that's West Ham.
It is West Ham, well
yeah.
done.
I'm back into the football and following the football again, yeah. Come on.
Ah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ruth got that one as well. I said, how do you know? She was like, I just know something.
Yeah, good for her.
The All England Club at Wimbledon is home to lawn tennis and which other sport?
Bowls.
No.
Cricket.
It sounds a bit like cricket.
Dicket.
Croquet.
Croquet. Oh, for feck's sake. Is that even an English sport? I thought that was... Oh, that's lacrosse I'm thinking about. Sorry. Anyway, okay. Come on.
Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Somebody expensive painter. That was Da Vinci.
No, it's a different Ninja Turtle. And I just gave it away.
Donatelli.
No, I said Michelangelo.
Donatelli. What was I thinking? Anyway, come on.
Which famous composer, born in 1770, was deaf for almost half his life?
Hans.
No.
Mozart.
No, he was blind.
Oh, hold on. I'll
if it's not Mozart, who will it be the other one? Who will it be?
Beethoven.
There you go.
I get a tour de point for that one.
How many people does James Bond kill in the the man with the golden gun?
Nobody.
Incorrect.
One.
Yes. He kills the man with the golden gun.
Brilliant.
Now, you'd have been around for this one. Who was the pilot of the Vostok 1 capsule? You wouldn't have been around for this.
He was Russian.
He was.
Vladimir Putin.
He's the Russian president.
Yeah, I know. He's the only brilliant Russian I know.
Yuri Gagarin.
Ah, Yuri. Good old Yuri, yes. Okay.
And again, I don't expect you to know this one, but who was Queen of England for only 9 days?
Queen of England.
Yes, who was Queen of England for only 9 days?
Queen Mary.
No.
Well, who was it?
It was Lady Jane Grey.
Ah, feck me. Is that it?
Yeah. That's it for the 15 general knowledge questions.
They were general knowledge. What's the other ones?
The other 15 I've got is, if I tell you what this person's real name is, do you know what they're better known as?
Oh, go on. I want to give us a few of them.
Right. Morris Micklewhite. And I'll give you a clue for these if you want.
Yeah, give us a clue.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
I would say Sylvester Stallone.
No. That is Sir Michael Caine.
Oh, that wasn't a feckin' Michael Caine accent.
No, but it's what he says.
You could have said, "My name is Michael Caine."
Yeah. Okay. Okay, next. Reginald Dwight.
That's Elton John.
That is Sir Elton John. Paul Hewson. Come on, you got to get the Irish one. Come on.
Of course I know, it's Bono.
There you go. David MacDonald.
David MacDonald.
Yes, that's his real name.
David Bowie.
No.
Oh, don't know.
He is about to be in the TARDIS.
Doctor Who.
Yes. David Tennant, that one.
All right. Is he coming back into Doctor Who again?
Yeah, he's doing Children in Need specials. I don't know. Uh-huh. It's been a while since I've watched it. I'm going to mess this up, but Georgios Panayiotou or something like that.
Georgios Panayiotou. It's George Michael.
Yeah, there you go. You said it better than I did. That's not often we say that.
Never.
Yes, well done.
Oh, that was good fun. We must try bring that back some stage. Christmas special.
I've got more.
Oh, sorry.
There's 15 of these. Stephanie Germanotta. Germanotta?
Stephanie. It's a woman.
Yes.
I think that is Barbara Streisand.
No.
It's not Stefan Ikovich.
No. She wouldn't be a lord. She'd be a...
Lady.
Yes.
Princess Diana.
Oh, God. Lady Gaga.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Lady fucking Gaga. Jesus. Okay, that's good. I like that.
Right. Farouk Bolsara.
He's a footballer. No?
No.
Farouk.
Yes.
Like, as in Farouk.
No. The thing you get. Farouk. F-A-R-R-O-K-H.
Well, I know it's not Freddie Mercury.
It is Freddie Mercury.
Oh, it is. I knew that, yeah.
I just thought I might have one of these spelt wrong.
Can't have that now.
No, I'll have to change it if I have.
See, test runs are always good.
Carlos Estevez.
Emilio Estevez.
No, his brother.
The junkie. It was in Two and a Half Men.
Yes.
God, my son was here. He's now feck, I can't think of his name. He's the fella that snorted coke and all that stuff.
Yes, tiger blood and all that.
Yeah, that fella, yeah. I know. Feck. Can't think of his name, sorry. I can see him.
And that is Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Okay, Walter Willis.
Well, that's Willis.
Yes.
Die Hard.
Yes.
Bruce.
There you go. Bruce Willis. Vincent Furnier.
Vincent Furnier. Give us a clue.
He's happy when school's out.
School's out for summer. That one? No?
Yes.
That would be... Noddy. No, it's not Noddy. No.
Bit of a girl's name.
School's out for...
Alice Cooper.
Oh, Alice Cooper. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
David Jones.
David Jones, I know that one. I heard of him. David Jones.
You may have said him as well.
Bowie.
That one's David Bowie.
Yeah.
Krishna Banji.
Hare Krishna.
No.
Krishna Banji.
He played a role that kind of rhymes with the surname.
Banji. Banshee.
Rhymes with it.
Banshee.
Very famous man.
He's a banshee.
Into peace.
Banshee of Inishowen.
He played Gandhi.
Gandhi, yeah. Gandhi, yeah. Oh, he played Gandhi.
Played Gandhi.
Oh, that's your man, yeah. The baldy fella.
Yes. Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, Sir Ben Kingsley. Okay, right, right.
Okay, Archibald Leach.
Now, I know this one, Archibald. Leach, I think I know him. Give us a clue.
He is an actor from olden times.
Laurence of Olivier.
Laurence of Olivier.
Laurence Olivier.
No.
Elvis Presley.
No, he was in North by Northwest.
This is not Kevin Moore you're talking to here.
No.
North by Northwest.
Okay. I'm trying to think what. Yeah, you probably wouldn't have known anything he's in. Okay.
Richard.
Cary Grant.
Oh, Cary Grant. Okay, all right. Oh, very good.
And the last one, Marion Morrison.
Marion Morrison?
Yes.
Well, that would probably be Marilyn Monroe.
No, that's Norma Jean Baker.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You just give me a question there. Marion, is it?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Is she an actress?
I don't know why you're assuming gender there, Colin.
Oh, it's that Marilyn Manson.
No.
No.
It's John Wayne.
Really?
Yeah.
Marion Morrison was John Wayne's name.
Yeah.
No wonder he was destined to be famous. Jesus, with a name like that. Marion Morrison. Somebody was taking the piss, man, when they gave him his name.
Well, it's like the old wrestler, Big Daddy. His name was Shirley.
Wouldn't be calling him Shirley to his face now.
Shirley Crabtree was his name.
Wow.
Anyway, there
excellent.
You go.
Thank you. That was fun. I'm going to do one for you next time.
You can edit that down as you see fit.
No. That's staying in. Okay, so Justin, last save loaded. What was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
In the chronological order, it was Connectank.
Okay, this is a VR. No, this is not a VR.
This is the game I started playing when you were here.
Yes.
And
oh, yes. Did you finish it?
I finished the three main storylines,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't got all the trophies yet, so I haven't finished it. And I got a problem, Colin, because I have to finish it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought as much when you were there, you know. I was going to bed and you were still playing it, and
let's not acknowledge how late I went to bed last night when Ruth made me promise not to stay up all night. Mm. And I went, no, I won't stay up all night or all morning. And this morning she said, well, I remember you coming to bed, but I don't remember what time. And I was thinking, yeah, let's keep it that way. Oh dear. The game, it's a multiplayer, local multiplayer game. The idea is you are controlling a tank and you go around a map and you have fights with other tanks. But by way of controlling a tank, you have to arrange a set of conveyor belts around the inside of your tank from a basically a warehouse door to a gun. And the conveyor belts all go in one direction, so you have to orientate them the correct way. Sometimes put them round obstacles, and then you get bits of scrap that are in different colours, and you have to arrange them, or like chuck them into a receptacle which fires the ammo for the gun. And there's a rock, paper, scissors element of it, so there's three colours of ammo. You know, if someone's firing a red ammo at you and you shoot a blue ammo at them, it will destroy their ammo and carry on going back towards them. But if you've got a blue one, then they can shoot a yellow one that will stop you. And if they shoot a yellow one, you can shoot a red one. And it becomes a case of the faster you can work, the more chance you've got of defeating the enemy.
Yeah.
And I got a problem. But as soon as I have all that I need to have, I think I've only got like four trophies left to go, and then the game will be deleted. However, it's one of these ones that there's a specific, there's a couple of specific missions that I have to do, and I can only do them when they appear in the mission list, which is completely random generated and seems to have a low spawn rate in the first place. So, yeah, that's getting frustrating.
Mm.
Aside from that, Ruth and I are now into Chapter 2 of Baldur's Gate 3, having pretty much killed everyone that we possibly could in Chapter 1 and getting to level 6.
Wow.
We moved forward and we got to the first part we went to. I'm sort of busy investigating something. Ruth runs forward. She's got the wizard this time that I've leveled up and given him access to a big fireball spell.
Hmm.
And she uses it and it explodes. And because we're in a wine cellar, it blows up all the alcohol and basically sets fire to half the room. And I looked at her and I went, did you use the fireball spell? And she was just giggling. I was like, did you use the very, very big fireball spell? And she's like, well, we didn't get hit by it. And then a bit later, she goes around a corner and sees, she gets attacked by these little cats, effectively, and they've got a little buff on them that says they're allergic to magic. So if you cast any magic near them, such as a healing spell, they turn into panthers. So she's getting attacked by all these little cats, and she brings her other character in, casts a spell on it, and they turn into panthers and effectively just eat her characters straight up. And I'm nowhere near, so I can't even help. So we're like, we'll just load that up again, shall we? And then we're going, right, I've actually got a spell caster, how am I going to shoot these things when I don't have a bow and arrow? Yeah, that was fun. When Ruth and I are in the mood for co-op games and we're taking a break from Baldur's Gate, we're working our way through Moving Out 2. I think we're about halfway through it now. And
nice.
It's a lot harder than the first one, because now you've got, like, sky towers and things like that. It's got very weird. I did mention the other day that I have completed the game What the Bat on the VR. So that's been finished and done.
Nice.
There was another game that I played with you, Colm, that is not on your games played, so I'll talk about it now and then you don't have to. That was Fury Unleashed. That was because while you were here, I basically went online and went, local couch co-op games that I can download. And this game plays out similar to the Mega Drive game of Comic Zone, where you move around from like off the edge of one screen and into the next cell. And you've both got machine guns and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a bit frantic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you liked it or not, but you were certainly killing yourself laughing at points.
Yeah. That was a fun game, yeah.
And then the other game is on the Switch, Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Okay, how was this game, Justin?
We've been trying to play it multiplayer with Ruth's daughter.
Nice.
And it's another game that suffers from the multiplayer problem of when you're running a platformer and you've got multiple people on the screen, how do you tell which person has control of the camera? So we tried doing a platforming section that is, we didn't know, because it's quite early in the game, it's one of the hardest bits in the game. And we're trying to jump vertically on these moving platforms. But whenever someone jumps higher than someone else, the camera moves across to them. So now the person that was in the best place to like secure a landing can't do it because now they haven't got, they're off the screen. And we tried that quite a bit and then got fed up and turned it off. And then the other day I went, I'm just going to turn it on and do that one level and then we can get back into playing again. So I did it quietly.
Nice.
So that's what I've been playing. What about you, Colm? What was your last save loaded?
Dave the Diver.
Dave the Diver?
Yeah. Now, Dave the Diver is one of these cozy games, I suppose you call them. It's basically Stardew Valley, but you're a fisherman instead of a farmer. So, you're Dave, who, you know, he's a diver here. He was a diver, and he's brought in to dive for fish on this island, but you can only dive during the day. And I thought it was open world, but it's not really open world. So during the day, you go on your boat, you dive down as far as you can before you lose oxygen, and you basically just upgrade all your stuff so you can go further, you get better weapons, you can make better weapons, you pick up stuff, it's generated, so every time you go down it's different, slightly different places, slightly different treasures to collect. You have people ringing you up on your phone, can you get this for me down there, get that, so you collect stuff, it's a collect-a-ton. But in the night time then you're helping your friend run this sushi bar. So he's doing all the cooking and you're doing all the running around like a jackass. It's a side scroller, so you're up and down and serving the people what they want. You have to pour them a drink. You use the right tomb stick to pour it correctly. If you overfill it, you know, it's not good. You're obviously on a timer. You can run a little, but not too much. So you pick up the food. You scroll across to the left. You serve the people their food, you run back, pick up more food. You can't only pick up one dish at a time, but it's strangely addictive. And I streamed a bit last night on my PC, and Trillium was watching, and so was George. So, I'm enjoying it. So I continued to play a bit on my Steam Deck today. And then, I like it. It's got good reviews, it's positive. I think it's on console as well. Now, I also discovered that my time at Sandrock is now come out of beta.
Yes.
And it's fully released. Now, I bought the game when it was in beta and I was giving them my feedback and stuff like that, but now it's out fully. I should probably get stuck into that after this, because you know I loved my time at Portia, Justin.
I do.
And this is the sequel to my time at Porsche, so I should be getting stuck into that now. I finished Red Dead 2. So much happiness was I was so happy to finish it after 81 and a half hours that I DM'd Justin to let him know that I'd finished it. And, yeah.
And I was my usual thrilled self.
Yeah. Of course, Ron said, well, you're about 6 years late with that one, aren't you? And I've still yet to finish GTA 4 on the PC. I got to the last mission, but I never finished it. That's the bane of my life, according to my son, who... now they're going to be releasing a new trailer for GTA 6 in December, probably with the Games Awards, I'd imagine.
Yes, they managed, because the SAG-AFTRA, whatever it's called, strike has ended, and then they suddenly went, okay, now that the strike's over, we can suddenly talk about all these things that we've got in the pipeline. We'll announce GTA 6 is actually coming out. Mm. We'll show a N7-day clip of someone wearing N7 armour walking along a path. That's it. That's all you're getting.
Yeah. Well, I still don't think it'll be out till 2025, because as long as they keep making money on GTA 5, why would they? So then...
Yeah, there's got to be a new console out by the time they release.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah, yeah. They have it on the last three generations of consoles anyway. So I did a bit of Animal Crossing, not as much as I have. I've sort of gone off that. So... the next game I played, Imposter Factory on the PC, which is the same crowd that did To the Moon. And yes. They did another game too that I finished. Boards or something was called, or something like that. But anyway, so this was a fitting game to end. Well, it's not really a trilogy, but... They sort of grouped the three games together, but it's quite nice and it's quite emotional. Even though I don't have tears, I could feel the tears inside my head. It was lovely. It's a 16-bit game, I suppose you'd call it, but the music is really nice and I loved it. I loved To the Moon, so yeah, I've had this in my backlog for a while. So yes, I finished that. Then I got the plat on I Am Dead, which was the weirdest game, probably the weirdest, even more weirder than Bugsnax. I see that in CEX and I just cringe to myself. Bugsnax, yeah. I Am Dead, plat. I'd finished the game, but I had to go and look at a walkthrough to pick up the other bits and bobs. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Got the plat for that. Then I'm stuck into Pokemon White on the DSi. I have ways and means of playing this game. That's all I can say to you. I'm not prepared to pay 80 quid for it in CEX. That's what it is. And I'm about 50 hours into this game. And I could safely say I am addicted like you are to Connect Tank. I have my last badge to get now. So I'm trying to level up the other Pokemon that I haven't been really using in my in my pocket. So I have to go back and... to certain areas and build them up. So that's what I'm in the process of doing now before I take on the final gym leader for the 8th badge. And then, yeah, and in no surprise to Justin or anybody else for that matter, I am playing Red Dead 1 now on the Switch.
Again. Which you told me about and I kind of went, oh, yay.
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 After me telling you I wasn't going to get it. But anyway, lies, it's all lies, Justin. You can't trust me.
No.
Cool. Thank you, Justin. That was wonderful. Just taking into account that was... I really enjoyed that quiz, Justin. We need to think of some other ways to do things in future. Let me see.
We can just spruce it up every now and then, can't we?
Yeah, we could spruce it up every now and again. Okay, so Twitter comments. Ian... hyphen. Well, that's a dash actually, because there's a space between the hyphen. Ian dash bit dead at bit dead 77. Always look forward to this show at Last Save Loaded. Thank you, Ian. It's always a pleasure. It makes my day when I hear from people on Twitter, and it makes my day when Ian replies. Thank you, Ian. Yeah.
Thank you to Ian and Dave and, you know, the people that
of course
sending me messages.
The regulars.
People sending me messages having listened to last week's show and just checking I'm all right. And they've been through it themselves and, yeah. Question of the fortnight then. So I put out the question of Colm and Justin are recording on Friday. We'd like to know, what were your gaming highlights of 2023?
See, I liked that one because it wasn't what is your gaming of the year? It was your gaming highlights, you see.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah, because, you know, it could be a really old game, but you had something hilarious happen that's really memorable. Like, you know, someone getting access to a fireball and blowing up the room that they're in and absolutely, you know, wiping out the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dave Yellowbug, 1969, says, Hogwarts Legacy was loads better than anyone thought it would be. The new RoboCop game is brilliant. A little bit. I'll start doing a Mambo number five. A little 8-bit style American football game called Legend Bowl has also shown a big EA franchise how to make the sport great fun to play. And I know he was looking forward to that Legend Bowl for quite
some time. He was yeah, really excited. And so much so that I thought they were going to make him his spokesman for the game, but they didn't, sadly. So, Mike Green at the Path to Amen, the Queen music pack for Beat Saber. Banger after banger to swing your swords at. Tears of joy with a sword, I presume. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
I did get on that and say I suspect this will be picked up soon. This will be picked up in our house at some point at Bouncy Cynic, and she liked the tweet.
And so is this a DLC pack for Beat Saber?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, nice. I'd say that's good fun.
Yeah, well, Mike said, highly recommended. If only it took your singing skills into account too. Mind you, if it did that, it might score me worse. I don't know.
Cool. Adamansky _UK. Red Dot.
Adamski.
Adamski. Adamansky, yeah. Adamski. I still say Adamansky. I don't know why. But anyway, Adamski _UK. Red Dot, Green Dot, Orange Dot, Purple Dot, Yellow Dot, White Dot. At Adamski _UK. Completed Call of Duty raids with two other online buddies. A regular Thursday night meetup. There were some bobby solid puzzles. But my God, those raids glitched to buggery. Plenty of rage quitting, but we got through it. Fist pump. Fisty pumps, whatever. Nice one.
Paul W. at _wondering_. Quite a lot, really. Dead Space, Resident Evil 4, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Dead Island 2, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Starfield, plus a load more that I have not yet played, with still more titles to come in 2023. Well, speaking about more titles to come, I've just realised the date and then thinking, I might have to go to the shop because Persona 5 Tactica is going to be released. So you know how I like a bit more Persona 5.
Yes, Justin, you do. When is that coming out? Today?
This week.
Oh, nice. Tactical Persona games. That's a first, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite different.
So do you reckon it's like tactical? like that game you played a while back where you named the characters after all of your friends?
You mean XCOM?
XCOM, yeah.
I'm not sure because, you know, Mario and Rabbids was like that and I really got bored of that quickly. It comes out on the 17th of November, so I'll be doing a bit more looking into it.
Ah, the same day Hogwarts come out on the Switch. Anyway. Trillion. Penguin in human clothing at Bouncy Cynic. Do you remember she used to be called Born Again Cynic? No?
Anyway. Yes, but because you kept saying it Bouncy Cynic, she changed her Twitter.
I know she did. She's very good. Finishing Mass Effect 3 for the second time with all the DLC. Perfection. Oh.
Yes, so that's not finishing it for the second time with the DLC. It's she didn't have the DLC the first time she played it. Now, because she played it on the Xbox, now she played it as when the
with all the DLC.
Legendary version on the PlayStation.
Mm.
And, nice. And didn't have people, you know, die and make her cry her eyes out.
Yeah, she played it on the Xbox, didn't she? And then she, oh God, yeah. On the 360, didn't she, when you got her to 360?
Yes, the Quarian Geth situation, I did not know there was that ending. Yes. And then we had Darren Hilton, at Daz Hilton, who says, gaming highlight of 2023 for me was running around with my buddies on Dead Island 2. Had so many laughs playing this game. That and Diablo 4. Not so many giggles in that one, though. Oh, Colin, I remember you laughing your head off playing Diablo 3 when I went, oh, I'm turning into a chicken.
I was in convulsions. It still makes me laugh.
It's like when I said to you, do you actually want to see the cutscenes or do you want to get the game finished as fast as possible? You know, just get it finished. And then we got to the third level. Okay, the boss is about to spawn in. There you go, the boss is dead. And on we go. Killed the boss when it hadn't even got on
that,
the screen.
That was probably my proudest platinum to get, because I thought it was one platinum I would never end up getting. And I remember you saying, oh, come on, me and you will jump on now after we recorded an episode. And then at one stage, I think we had four other people in on Winner's set. Oh, we'll come and join you too.
Yeah,
I think Mark Hamer was on it, I think, was he?
Yeah, you actually made an effort to do it. You didn't want to, like, you know, just be completely carried.
No. But I kept dying over and over again and then apologising. So I'm just surprised you haven't picked up Diablo 4.
It's not been reviewed anywhere near as well.
No.
So
there's a lot of issues with, or a lot of loot boxing type of thing going on or something, was there?
But at the end of the day, I've got so many games.
Yeah.
He says, having just said he's going to go out and buy Persona next week.
Well, I mean, that would be expected. I mean, if it had been last month, I probably would have got Daffy instead of the Pikamin, but Pokemon, Pikamon. So, yeah, what was your gaming highlight so far this year, Justin?
I think, for me, it's been playing the number of local couch co-op games I've been playing with Ruth.
Hmm.
And so, I know we played stuff online together previously. We did Operation Tango and things like that.
Yeah.
And I've been able to play a lot of co-op games with Ruth that some people say, oh, don't play it with your partner, it will destroy your relationship. And we just play these games without any hint of frustration at each other whatsoever. We just kind of go, okay, you go that way, I'll go this way,
Yeah.
And it doesn't even descend into one person deciding what's going to happen. Half the time, we just do our own thing, and it's coincidentally what the other person needs us to do.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really good. And I'm so grateful that I have a relationship with someone that actually enjoys the same things.
Yeah. That helps as well.
Yeah. But other fun times have been, getting back into playing games with you.
Yeah.
Aside from this year, it's been a little while since we tried doing that.
Yeah.
I think the last time we tried playing games online was the disaster that was Wreckfest.
Yeah. Well, we were playing the Warhammer game, weren't we?
Rock
and Stone, or whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I really enjoyed that.
And then we played that other one. Remember the other one where you bought the game for me to play?
Yeah, there's been a few of those. Play with me, damn it.
No, the Viking one. Remember, we were playing it. We played at Mooka as well. Remember?
Yeah, and
a few times.
And I finished, got the platinum, and then yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to play that anymore.
And then we played that PS Plus game together a few times. Remember that? You got to plat for that as well. Remember, you build up your own, you build your own courses, and people go and do them.
Meet the Maker.
Yeah, we played.
That one where we went our first online together, and I was going, right, don't step. Oh, you've stepped. Got yourself shot again. And then I was like, right, you stay there. I just got shot.
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, I think we played quite a lot this year. It's just since Baldur's Gate 3 came out. But sometimes you do be in the mood and sometimes you don't, you know. That's just the way it goes. But
I think it's one of them things that if we ever sort of say, hey, do you fancy playing this? We'll make time to play it. But otherwise, we'll always be going, I've got a million games to play. I will quite happily play them. Or just play the odd one or two until they're finished.
Yeah. I think for me, it's been Hogwarts, I think. And probably if I ever do get back to playing, if I platinum Miles Morales, I'd imagine Spider-Man 2. Because Noel said that he's playing it and he said it's awesome. So when he gets to play it. So he's really loving it. I think he's about 10 or 12 hours into it. But I mean, that was before the babby came along, so yeah, that was, you know, before he met Rachel. I think when you know, the PS5 sums up your year, I think he had like 2,000 hours on
amateur numbers.
When he met Rachel, I think he went down to 500 hours, and then when he moved in, 100 hours.
You're saying about Miles Morales, and it just made me think that I've now got at least 2 sealed PS5 games that were I either bought or that were given to me that I've got the platinum in because I downloaded the digital version from Plus. So that's Chorus and Miles Morales.
Ah, nice.
They're both sealed.
Is that the PS4 version or PS5?
PS5 versions.
All right, nice. Mm. Nice. I'm sure you've got other sealed games in your collection as well.
Oh, quite a few, yes. Mm, okay. Some from you.
Yeah. Teeth.
No, anyway. That wasn't sealed. That was secondhand.
Oh, no, that's secondhand.
They paid you to take that.
Okay, some podcast mentions here is out. Game Boar, 60 Minutes with Film Guff, Lapsed Gamer Radio, Sealed Podcast. Oh, that was a good one, Justin. To be honest with you, when I was having my PPP, I was going, oh God, this is going to be a drudge. No, it's not. Just get on with it. No offence to you, Justin, even though you might read it that way, but I'm actually getting off this recording in a better mood for once, as opposed to being in good mood when I get on and a bad mood when I get off. So, Justin, where can people find you?
Well, they'll find me in about 15 minutes in the IMAX watching the new Marvel film. I have that there Twitter thing. I'm at Omnia6 on it. I have the Blue Sky as well, but I don't know that there's much activity going on with that. If people want to get hold of the show, they can tweet at lastsaveloaded or they can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. And for you, Mr. Colin, quick shout out to you've now got a fellow baldy in the Tim Paulin after his charity stream. I was up at about 1 o'clock in the morning when he hit his goal, and we had to stop the stream to get his wife to come and shave his head. And as she was shaving his head, she got halfway through and went, "No, I'm not doing any more," and left him with the most hilarious haircut. So congratulations, Tim, well done for raising $1,000 for on Stack Up.
Nice.
Where can people find you, Colin?
You can find me at MultiPlatman on that there Xy thingamajig, and you can find me at twitch.tv/solemn67. Okay, I think that's another one in the bag, Justin.
Yeah, thank
that
you very
much,
that
was fun. Thank you very much, Justin. You have a lovely evening.
I look forward to your fiendish quiz that you'll devise at some point.
Oh, I'm sure I'll manage something, yes. And I'm sure you'll get them all right, Justin. Anyway.
Well, do it for end of the year, last show of the year. You can give me a quiz session,
high low card or something like that.
We can do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay, so Justin, say good night.
Good night, Justin.
Good night, Justin. Trying to updo the feckin' things of the things. Ah, for crying out loud. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hello. Good evening.
I was sat with my phone in my hand. I got your message saying I'm having a PPP, and I thought, okay, fine, I'll just sit here. And then I started thinking, it's been 10 minutes. I hope he's not having a problem. And I got no, like, message on my phone. And then I flicked to another screen, flicked back, and then there was, like, 1, 2, 3 coming in going, hello. And I was like, oh, no. That'd be why I haven't had a call, isn't it? Because I haven't got Skype on.
Yeah.
And then I loaded Skype.
Yeah, as you do.
And then Ruth comes upstairs and knocks on the door and says, Colm says he's waiting for you. I was like, I know, it's my fault.
That's okay, Justin. And I was just I just thought you went for a PPP as well, and just, you know.
No, I had that nice and early. But,
oh, good.
You, I loaded it, and you were going, but I still don't see you there. And it's like, but okay, I'll call you then, because I've definitely got it going.
Good evening. Technical issues aside, how are you this fine Friday
evening? I'm wonderful. I'm looking forward to, you know, trying to order a new phone and throwing this one out the window. It doesn't help. I don't know if you've noticed this, but both Ruth and I have noticed that, like, half the time Twitter, X, doesn't give you notifications anymore.
Yeah, well, I do. The only time I put Twitter X on my phone is now just before I do a podcast with you. I don't bother. Otherwise, I delete it as soon as it's gone, as soon as we stop recording.
Oh, dear.
So I just can't be bothered, like, you know.
But you've obviously loaded it up to get all of these listener comments in here.
On my PC, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, I might have checked this morning. I haven't checked since, so there may be more.
No, I sat down at about 3 o'clock while I was having a tea break from work, and I was like, oh, no, there's not much to do, but obviously I need to put on my own show notes.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I came up here at 5:40 to set things up.
Me too.
There was an update on Audacity. I had to update that. Then at about 5:50...
I never had one of them.
5:50 then I got a PPP moment. And I said, okay, well, slightly before 5:50, I'd say. And then just as I sat down on the toilet, you went, I'm ready now if you want to do it now. And I'm going,
yeah,
typical.
I've literally sat with my phone in my hand, waiting, like staring for an answer.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, I'm steering the ship, as they say. No, you're not late for podcasts again. It's usually me that's late now these days. It's not you. You're usually on time. Anyway, shall we get to show on the road, Justin? We sure?
Yes. Okay, ready.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 33. Sorry. Episode 33. Ah, feck, it's Justin has me feckin' paranoid about my trees. Anyway. Welcome
I'm suppressing the laugh because I told Ruth the other day, I said it's fantastic because now Colm's got to introduce season 3, episode 33.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do it again. Welcome to Last Save Loaded, episode 3. No,